Soup's got to start the Galactic Show. Oh, oh, I do what I want to do, so I'm going to restart the song. Galactic Activation Radio, freakradio.org.
He wants to do, and he just exists. You know, it's like he's not enamored by all the bullshit. He's very much real, and but yet there's a side of him that's so cut off that he's damaged, but he's still free.
Woke up today feeling everything was strange. Next day, same thing, but better no change. Cranes don't move in the Concorde board. I sit there watching ants drown and I ain't bored. Waiting for the paint to dry, waiting for the faint to cry out loud.
Are you ready to die right now?
What if death was our birth and we rewinded in time? So every day we got younger and our hunger grew. Hundredfold of mind blew thunder underneath the summit climb.
When it's undermined, the sun will shine,
but none of it's mine.
I'll be damned if the dipstick clips below the lip lock. Hold your fork.
Jesus H. Christ, I have this tenuous relationship with space. I wanna keep it from collapsing. Its implosion leaves me open, groping, craps, and lapsing in and out of action. I'm a product of my passion, knowing anything can happen. I've been an optimist, a communist, a populist. I've lived autonomous, anonymous. I've seen the walls fall, I've seen the fallen rise and start walking. I've seen the calling chosen and sat stepping back frozen.
Watching you, watching me, I'm loving you.
Judge a man by the size of his glasses. You can change the outcome, just take a few classes. Ask a few questions if you don't know the answer to the age-old riddle.
What does it all mean?
I don't kiss and tell, or scratch or sniff. I can tell the difference between fact and myth. Been trying to write hooks, sing songs, write books. Playing ping pong on my porch, slightly odd looks. I get a lot of t-shirts I just don't wear. I got debts I can't pay, but I just don't care. Got some shit to deal with, feeling like I gotta heal. See, I used to steal kisses, but now I'll give them back. At the front of the line, in the back of the class. I raise my hand in my half-empty glass. Slippery slope, trying to cope, of course. The strange strain of fame in this vein feels forced. Maybe I'm wasting my time, but I made up my mind. I wanna do rhyming and maybe leave school behind. And I can't complain. It's been a motto of mine for some time. Can't ever sit still when outside the sunshine. Been on my grind, been going out my mind. Turn up everything and feel it in your spine. Designed by a live band to get the crowd moving. The rebirth of dancing, let's start the movement.
Cheers, summer, cheers, birthday, cheers, midriff, feels so thirsty.
Spirit that'll make some babies.
Hi, cheers
to the boogie.
Cheers
to humping.
Cheers.
That's for looking at me like I'm up to something.
Zombies crowd around, thinking mommy's got that it's a cop's town. Keep it while I chase a fantasy, swerving through the galaxy, searching for a family, happily surrounded by planets and stars. She was stuck uptown, you was landing on Mars. It's all fucked up now, caught your hand in the jar. Another small step back for that man at the bar. Spill a little bit of blood on the street for love that goes to those that know that they drink too much. And hold your own glass up to the heavens. Take a little time and try to count the seconds it goes. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you now. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you. Drink it all away, numb it down to none. Stay awake tonight and wait for the sun. You hate your life, you ain't the only one. Let your frustration out the gate and watch the pony run. One double for the hunger and the struggle. Two for the fool trying to pull apart the puzzle. Three, now I smile while I wait for your rebuttal. By the fourth shot, I'm just another child in a bubble. Trying to play with the passion and the placement, just to see what these people let them get away with. Still trying to climb a mountain for you. Hammer in my hand, still pounding on a screw. She don't listen, so he don't speak. Nobody's winning, cause neither is keeping score. Don't wanna think no more, just let me drink some more. Pour me another, cause I can still see the floor. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you now. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you. Press to my angel, swallow it and leave an empty bottle on the table. Let the past fall, making faces at that clock on the back wall. Count down the last call. Ask all of these people that make sounds, how long does it take for the pace to break down? Another lonely little trophy. If only I could walk a straight line, I'd make it home free. And everybody in this bar thinks they know me and my story like poor me.
Pour me another, homie.
I can count the days till you come back, or I can follow them down to the train tracks. I can stumble drunk over hope and love, or I can just keep drinking until I sober up. Now pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you now. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you.
Gaze as a future of many days look back into my eyes, staring into the forest like I was Lord of the Flies. But I ain't mortified, I'm overjoyed as I override thoughts of the city and the stress that gets me fried. Just let my mind's eye relax and open up as I make tracks. Down the trail I sail, I'm surrounded by nature. The air is cool and fresh, the smell of cedar reforms my labor as I savor the soft sounds. In my solitude there's no substitute, and I'm humble too as the thick tread of my boot nearly crushes. A cluster of red mushrooms, now the underbrush hushes at my clumsiness, and I suddenly wish to stand still, view life from a new frequency, and let nothing go unseen. Let my thoughts root deep into the soil for nourishment, so I halt and let my patience exalt without discouragement.
Just the top of trees.
Within minutes, Gray Jay and Chickadee make my heyday, foraging on the ground a few feet from where I'm found. Then my soul became inflated when greeted by the pleated, tapping a tree trunk for grub. Now this was what I needed. Yes, now I felt the oneness with the sunset and with all, viewing life with a new sight, becoming immersed in its call. Awed by the intricacy, intrigued by the simplicity, and inside I felt that nothing was missing to me. We were in balance, no longer individuals who challenge each experience with resistance. If it were music, it was like grooving to inner visions without moving. Sounds difficult, but you could get used to it. But the truth is, it's hard to explain to you or anyone just how I felt that day. As I merged with my excursion that morning in the white shell, it might well have been similar to some religious experience, like kneeling in your temple, speaking to your God and learning its lessons. Well, let here be my temple, and let the one spirit, the breath of many, the one voice, a variety of sounds, one life with its ups and downs, a variety of relationships interconnected, a symbiotic neighborhood respected.
Jump on top of the trees.
The big equation of any hypotenuse of a right angle triangle minus the square root of the sum of a cube shape square. On both sides, I am the island in the center of the triangle. I restate my assumptions. Mathematics is the language of the universe. Everything around us can be represented, overstood through numbers. If you have the number of any systems, patterns emerge. Therefore, geometrically, there are patterns everywhere in nature. I begin to search for the sigma code, the 9 fixed points, and the width from 0.3, 14, 15, 92, 65, 35, and 89 equals the multiple of pi, the numerical value that adds up from 0 to 9. Every time, this is the exact number of pi, count it out to 9 and divide it by 10, carry through 30 and 2. Digits, no math, no human or mathematic has ever been able to figure out how to calculate the basic decimal point of the equation of 9 to the 9th power of 9, or the diameter of a circle divided into the circumference of the square. It's a free mathematics that appears here, so fear not to all MCs step within the square. Remember Pythagoras and where we got his equations from, by standing in front of the sarcophagus within the king's chamber, beneath the base of the great pyramid, ancient Tamarade, partially being called Egypt. The Pythagoreans, mathematicians, co-leaders, the first of them was born in Athens, Greece, in 500 BCE. His major belief was that the universe was made of numbers. His major contribution in life, the golden ratio, Leonardo da Vinci rediscovered the balance perfection, golden rectangle, and penciled it into his masterpieces. Connecting a curve through the concentric golden triangle, you generate the mythical golden spiral. Pythagoras loved the shape, for he found everything in nature, from seashells to ramparts to whirlpools to tornadoes. Our fingerprints, our DNA, and even our Milky Way. You see mathematics appears everywhere when measuring distant galaxies. We have passed mathematical reasoning that's between 1, 2, and 3, and have traveled 3, 5, and 7, and now we hold the key, which is the arm to the Pythagorean theorem that's between 1 and 9. We have passed mathematical reasoning that's between 1 and 2 and 3, and have traveled 3, 5, and 7, and now we hold the key, which is the arm to the Pythagorean theorem that's between 1 and 9.
Listen to yourself. You're connecting a computer bug I had with a computer bug you might have had in some religious Hogwarts. You want to find the number 216 in the world, you will be able to find it everywhere. 216 steps from your street corner to your front door. 216 seconds you spend riding on the elevator. When your mind becomes obsessed with anything, you will filter everything else out and find that thing everywhere.
In the magnificent world of arithmetic, what is the hidden mystery within the equation of 9 to the 9th power of 9? The number 9, is it odd or is it divine? B5 and 9 are divine, and in sequence of integers that define right angle distance.
within a triangular measurement. So we begin to start counting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But where is the number 9? Seen at last in the line before zero slips in. So we begin to start counting again. Is the number 9 the last stop? Where does it begin and where does it end? Get a stepping stone to 5 and 4, and they seem to have a special numerical system to them. 3 and 6 plays with perfection, and 9 is also 3 times 3, multiplying the veritary code from 12 times 12 from 3 sets of 3, and the result will be 216 digits off into infinity. So if you divide 144,000 into 233, the answer will approach to be data, the key to understanding the golden spiral. 9 is also twice 4 plus 1, but 4 is equal to 2 plus 2. So perhaps deep down in the fabrics of numbers, I salute you and all of those who mathematically do not have a clue. We have math and mathematical reasoning that's between 1, 2, and 3, and have traveled 3, 5, and 7, and now we hold the key, which is the arm to the Pythagorean theorem that's between 1 and 9. We have mastered mathematical reasoning.
I'm sure you've written down every 216 digit number, you've translated all of them, you've intoned them all, haven't you? What's it gotten you? The number is nothing.
In the year 3030, everybody wants to be an MC. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a DJ. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a producer. In the year 3030, everybody wanna tell you the meaning of music. Yo, I must appeal to you people with your faculties, cause everybody else is gonna laugh at me. But try to get over and take a crack at me. The universe is one, I see what rap can be. Glorious, put in the Smithsonian on podiums for holy hymns. But you see who's controlling them. Fuck myself off, cause of the egotistical mode I'm in. No, I can't slap you no five when you and your cutty is talking shit about me outside. People take pride in what they have no hand in. Sorta like a phantom, holographic handsome. But deep inside, he wanna do what his man done. Just because his peers cheer and clown. And when you 6 feet deep, no one hears you now. They said we not compatible like deers and cows and owls. So many rules and regulations say you're not allowed.
Caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip.
If I had to describe the way I survive is like vice squeezing. The reason I'm black and still breathing. Heathens will breed heathens, so everybody suspect. I must check your ID, cause you looking shiesty. You might be intelligent, someone that delves against opposite of positive. When I drop the laws against a nature, be faithful. Why should I hate you? We ain't that different. We may act different in some ways, but we still group together like a fucking survey. Suffering and fuck them all the motto. I'm trapped in a bottle, my music's getting hollow. And that's what happens when humanity you follow, where every leak of info is hard to swallow. Sell your Marlboros and car insurance. Put niggas on the moon and can't pay for your burdens. I smoke urban, rock a turban. Meditate on the world and what's occurring. A lot of white boys like the style and copy. You dig it something deeper and you peep that we're not free. It's not about separation, it's about the population.
I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip.
Simple-minded people always point the finger to bring it to a close as his life is their road, they path. When all paths are intersections, it depends on the person.
person's perception. When I'm mad as fuck, you get shot, and to some, it's bad luck. I believe you held something back for too long. It grew strong, and energy got its own will, and people think they make music still. When music is there without you or me, we just manipulate for better or worse. So let it situate. I get to make records and dough, paid out the asshole, and still seen as another face on the totem pole. Conquered, my sponsors are monsters, and everybody thinks that I'm on one. I'm glad I love music and life, cause it's easy to see the pain and strife and end it all tonight.
I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city.
Camp Love. Yeah.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Digger, let's get for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Casanova Brown, levitating, Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buckstrut, freezing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteas, two flayers for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Fallen sparrows, courtesies of Black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
Hailing from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red duh. They get you gracious, he be sipping on my red duh. We float the tri-state draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, just the armor rather the bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it,
the sunny people, he be sipping on my red duh. The Geechee Vicious, he be sipping on my red duh. The Joe Ching, he be sipping on my red duh. The Chiquita Edge, he be sipping on my red duh. We got Asti, Fumanti, we're on my red duh. And then my man, Ill Will, sip on my red duh. And then my man, Cabin, the Saint, sipping that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And down. Then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I flow down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot.
A cruise is also probably illegal. It's pirate radio, and it fills the airwaves with stuff you wouldn't normally hear. Les Patinas went to the Santa Cruz Underground for the story.
It's an on-air rebellion, an unlicensed radio station operating out of a tiny closet in a secret location.
Candidly, do poor people have just as much right to live as rich people?
Of course not, Sally.
Well, there you have it.
And we bring voices of people who are never heard. And we have actual homeless people in here on the mic. We go out and we go out and interview people under bridges, people that are digging through dumpsters. We go and bring you the stories that nobody would dare to play.
But wait, there's something written on it.
What does it say?
It says, screw the FCC.
Well, you probably wouldn't hear that on any local licensed radio station, but that, of course, is a big part of the point. Free Radio Santa Cruz has a huge potential audience that nobody else seems to be catering to.
And it's not any one group that's backing this. It's several different
It's basically a coalition of people that have come together from different groups and different walks of life and, you know, different areas. It's not any one group. Just mostly just activists.
Right on. Pirate radio station, you guys into that?
We're trying to bring a nonviolent message. We have a lot of different people represented, but we draw the line at hate mongers.
The folks at Free Radio Santa Cruz say they've got a lot of programming for an outfit that started out with $1,000 worth of equipment and enough space for a water heater.
The lesbian, gay, and transgender community.
But these on-air pirates say that makes their operation that much easier to move. And even if the government shuts them down, they say the free radio movement is just too big to stop.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3. Seizing the airwaves and giving voice to the voiceless.
In Santa Cruz, Les Patinas, KCBA News.
Well, a ray of hope for supporters of low-power radio today as the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, announces its plans to create thousands of new low-power FM stations, reversing two decades of policy opposing the licenses. Now, the move comes as the city of Santa Cruz, always a bastion of alternative causes, has gone on record in favor, City Hall did this, in favor of local pirate radio stations. Wes Sims has that story now from our Santa Cruz County newsroom. Wes?
Romney, I've been in broom closets that are bigger than the studio that houses Radio Free Santa Cruz. The station operates illegally in a secret location that doesn't even cover the whole county. But the city of Santa Cruz seems to agree with the operators of the station that pirate radio does have something of value to offer.
And you are tuned to 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz, your not-for-profit, out-of-our-pocket radio station.
2 decades ago, the Federal Communications Commission stopped licensing FM radio stations operating with less than 100 watts of power. So stations like 96.3, which also likes to call itself Freak Radio, began springing up as pirates, operating in violation of federal law. There's a lot of alternative music on pirate radio, but disc jockeys like Skidmark Bob see their work as a public service.
There's a few programs that get played once a week. We like to air them over and over again so people get these ideas. You know, people like Mumia Abu-Jamal, who has been censored by NPR, and we get those commentaries and we air them, you know. Noam Chomsky, who's constantly censored in mainstream media.
Now, 96.3 has attracted the attention of the Santa Cruz City Council. Last night, newly elected council member Christopher Crone offered a resolution supporting Radio Free Santa Cruz. His comments were broadcast today.
I see a lot of benefits. I see this motion moving the FCC in some way as enough cities get together.
Councilman Mike Rotkin says he couldn't support Christopher Crone's original resolution because it would have endorsed something that's clearly illegal. But Rotkin would like to see the FCC change its mind about so-called pirate radio.
This pirate radio is a community radio station. I don't always agree with the stuff they talk about. They attack me a lot, but it's you know, it's people speaking their mind. There's a diversity of views on the station and so forth. And I think the FCC should recognize these kinds of stations and give them licenses. They're not interfering with anybody else.
No, the FCC recognition looked unlikely until this afternoon when the announcement came out that the The federal agency will announce tomorrow changes on new low-power station, authorizing thousands of stations. That will affect schools, community groups, even freak radio, people who want to have this kind of these kinds of stations.
Right? And us, even more competition, right, Wes?
That's right. Competition is good for everybody. That's what we always say.
All right, Wes, thanks for the report.
Federal Communications Commission is trying to shut down a small Central Coast radio station.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.5.
That's a tiny 40-watt station. They're in a room in a house. They've been on the air since 1995, but they operate without a license from the FCC. The FCC warned them last month that volunteer operators should shut down. The small station turned to Santa Cruz City leaders who are now asking the FCC to leave Radio Free Santa Cruz alone.
Oh, what could be more important, especially these days, than in trying to give people every opportunity to get information out to all of us? And especially as we notice that more and more and more mainstream media doesn't really give the whole story all the time.
I'm told that we're
Radio Free Santa Cruz has received warnings from the FCC over the past several years. The agency says that the operators have to produce a license or shut down. Aside from the media ownership issues we will hear about tonight, another topic will be licensing. We, of course, any broadcaster has to get a license to operate legally from the Federal Communications Commission.
Legally, I guess, is the term there. There is one Central Coast radio station that is not operating with an FCC license. Now, some call it pirate radio. Its operators call it Free Radio Santa Cruz, and it's been flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years now.
Yeah, Action News reporter Phil Gomez is live at our Santa Cruz newsroom. He's got an inside look at this controversial broadcaster in Santa Cruz County. Phil?
Yes, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 on your FM dial. It's been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
The People's Radio.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
The People's Radio. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi, you're on Free Radio with Robert.
These are a diverse group of voices in Santa Cruz. Virtual unknowns who sound off on a 35-watt radio station somewhere in their city.
Let's see what a Jefferson airplane we're doing back in 1967.
The station is what's known as a pirate, meaning unlicensed and unauthorized to broadcast.
The FCC is going to be in Monterey at the Monterey Conference Center.
Radio Free Santa Cruz has provided, as its operators claim, a voice for its community. George Cadman is in charge of programming for Radio Free Santa Cruz.
This is a community effort. It's a group of people who cares about the alternative news that we present and the alternative viewpoints that we present, the diversity of views.
Here, you'll hear stories these so-called radio pirates say don't make it into the 24-hour cable news cycle. Issues Bonnie Primbish of KUSP Radio says don't get debated by the radio and television pundits.
It seems to me that a lot of times pirate radio springs up because people within a community are frustrated that they're not hearing about the issues that are really important to them.
What's important to Radio Free Santa Cruz is information.
Our focus is on information and diversity of views and alternative information, and the community values that.
Ben Bekdikian, the former dean of UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism and media critic, wrote the Bible of media consolidation 21 years ago. In his groundbreaking book, The Media Monopoly, he tells Action News, pirate radio stations provide an information to its community, but he believes they're a threat to commercial stations.
Because if there are enough of them, they are, when you add the 35s to the thousands of small communities who now get no local radio or TV, then it begins to mount up.
For the past 10 years, the station has survived without mandated programming lists, without top 10 management, or even paid advertising. And the voices continue to call in. The FCC has visited the station's latest undisclosed site, but Free Radio Santa Cruz remains on air. Dan and Aaron.
At least for now.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much.
Really, pirate radio has a very rich history in this country. And up to this point, it's estimated there are anywhere between 350 to 1,000 pirate radio stations operating through the United States. They actually got the name. They used to actually put a radio station on a boat 3 miles off the coast and beam it in. But that has changed.
Yeah, times are changing. The galactic molecules and inside your brain and rearrange it. All I'm trying to say is what I'm saying. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, and I just like leaving it open. I'm not hoping nothing except what I'm receiving. I see the leaves in. Falling, but I'm not stalling no more. Cause I'm gonna go do this. Cause you know what else? What for? What could I never not know more than this? And so I do it beautifully. I'll raise a fist or two as I jump over the mountain. I'm hoping and I'm thinking and I'm counting and rearranging what it is inside my pockets. I just can't stop it. You know, it's like a rabbit when I hip hop it over. And then I'm doing it and then some more. And then what's your definition of sober? Because I'm understanding. I'm realizing parenthood should come from planning. Yeah, some more of that and some more of this other. And then realize that no crumbs in your butter is a good life philosophy for doing it. It's got to do this, that, and more. You know, 101 radio station, you know, the show that supports the galactic activation. You know, this is a good, you know, place to make a donation. You know, feeling it, what I'm saying, you know. You can do $20 and you get a t-shirt. Yes, it's not a lot. It won't really hurt. Yes, or you could just listen some more. You can go get your own show. Yeah, yeah, didn't you know? You can, you know, realize about monkeys coming everywhere. You know, they pull on your hair and they got a rubber chicken, metallical, who likes to spit eggs at you. And it's like, no, trying to get away. What's the monkey gotta say? Oh, and then you got ostriches behind you looking around, and then you can't see. You're blind to what's right there. And so you look and you stare. It's Charlie's chewable chairs, but no, anywhere could be better than there. So I'm trying to find ostrich eggs in my mind. And where did they go? My friend is rolling them down the hill. Gonna go feed everyone that you could ever find. Doing it all the interconnections inside your mind, you know. You can give it, you can make it better, you can do it. You know, you can make it whatever, whatever is cool, whatever is fine, you're just doing it. You can ride the packages inside of your mind, it's fine. You open up when you look, when you're never stuck, when you realize that the overfilling of your cup is what was coming up from where you were from. The dawn was rising, and you were seeing it. A new conscious being, realizing that now is the time to activate. It's not too late, you know. And you can go give to the show, and you can go do this, that, and mo. You can be here and hang with your bro. You got something?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, so? Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Dana Cruz. I'm down here hanging out in the studio with London, and man. Those are some good news clips you were just sharing about free radio.
Yeah, really.
Informative stuff, you know. A lot of history here. A lot of good producers. A lot of good music. A lot of good things. The messages. Send that message home to the FCC. We're here to stay.
Yeah. We got lots of things to say. Songs to play. Freestyle rhymes. Because every day is any day. So I will say it. Like my bro, if you only had one, if you only had yesterday and today, and then what would you say when someone said what day was it gonna happen? And then my rapping, you'd realize it could be, if you could understand in me, then maybe you could understand my brother, leaving a message on the phone. Everywhere but I'm in is my home, where I'm at, that's it, where I sat. And I realized that, and if I look around and I can find it, and anywhere, I could do it, I could really care, I could really make a change, I could really do it, I feel like it's not too strange for the people, I feel like we're all just together, equal, and under the tree, rocking, sitting on the drums, free radio, didn't you know, 101.1, you know, everyone's sitting there, seeing, realizing their natural being, and where they are. Doing it, you don't need a car to get very far, cause in a conscious millisecond, not even that much, you can disappear, be right over there, be laying down, be taking the time that you've been, where you found, where you're going, where you're leaving, where you're living, where you're hoping, where you're leaking some, where you're doing it, where you're running, one more, doing it, finding it, my CD in the 99 cent store, it was good, and so you get some more. So, you know, maybe it's a little boring when you're listening to the news clips, wishing that you were never here before, not realizing, just taking your time when you're climbing up mountains that look kind of awkward when you see it, when you saw what were you gonna do when you got up there, you stuck there like glue, just looking and seeing everywhere, all the trees and all the places to go, everywhere. Know that you can make it all, you can do it, you can see what you saw, it's like you did, you can be there, it's like a little kid, it's like just swinging on swings, just doing it, doing all kinds of things, down in the underground of the earth, back when, you know, it's not a backspin, if you sit on your head for a while, and you crack a smile, yeah, is that what I saw, oh, nah. But finding the place down there, you can almost taste, and then you realize, you see it, right with your eyes, it's right there, all around, everyone listening to sound, they got the really big receiver down there, you best believe the Atlantis people listen to the radio show, I call them up, but they do not know, they didn't get the area code, oh no, they don't know. It's the 831.
Yeah.
Sitting here, I'm London.
831-427-3772. Call in. We want to hear you.
I'm channeling, you know, my man, my friend. I won't say his name. I'm sitting here. If, you know, it's good. It's good. It's good stuff. It's, you know, when we're, you know, we all need to get together, you know. That's how we do this. When we surge in the community, we got a lot of people. Shows going on tonight. I'm gonna tell you about shows later going on around the community and things. And we just hope you're doing good things. You know, keep doing what you're doing in that case. If you keep doing what you're doing in that case, doing good things, then all over the place, you might find some little treasure troves. I knew it. I saw it in little groves. It was the elves that grows, and they got the little long nose, and they got little treasures, the gnomes, you know, bringing it. Lock up your homes, really, people who are crazy. Stealing Sage Francis rhymes, being lazy and stuff, inside my head. It's all cool though, when I'm dead, I'll give you the guided tour of everywhere I've been. All the things I said to when you would be there, and then you would see that I was always speaking and talking to everyone. Past community, past actual reality, just sitting here being factual with my mentality of what I say. Realizing reaching out to everybody, it's a good time to do. Well, I'm speaking to you and being true to where I was loving doing it. It's hot here like an oven, but it's 5:30 in the morning and it's cold, and I've been out here the day. It's not boring, but I'm feeling like more and what I could do. I got lots of things trying. I'm relying on what I find, what I create, what I do. You know, it's not too late, but sometimes I put it off for a little while. Sometimes I want to sit on my head and crack and smile and, you know, rotate around. Sometimes it's like the sound, it's like the sound. And I just want to keep speaking. I will every week, because if I have to give money to my show, then I'm going to say whatever it is I want to. So here it is what I say. Freestyle every time, every Saturday, and upload the shows to radio for all, where you can download them all, and now you got them. Yeah, y'all.
Hey, what up with that drum circle lately?
Gotta teach you too, where Don Dana can do that as well. Yeah.
You notice when they took the farmer's market out during Christmas and New Year's Eve, the drum circle was chased off. But it came back with a vengeance on that New Year's Eve parade, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, there was New Year's was a great time down there.
Man.
Down the clock tower. There's women on top of guys' shoulders exposing themselves and kissing each other. That was,
the countdown at the clock tower. That was a good one. Hopefully we'll be there for it again next year.
The Paul Sweet party afterwards, that was a good... I wish you could have hooked you in there, and that was pretty cool.
I did see a few supporters out there at the parade before the clock tower event, too. There were some supporters out there that were definitely in support of 101.1, and that's a good thing. Real good thing. Thank you for your support out there, people.
Yeah.
We love you.
We like people, community... who also like to be free. Yes. So we get together, community, radio, whatever. We want to make it, we will. Yes. These thoughts I pick up, I think a pill too, maybe. But I'm just trying to feel like better. Cause it's crazy. You wake up and your neck hurts and you're looking around and it's like, what's going on here? What were my van, my space pod, yellow, it's not making laying law. Like it should be, but it could be. Maybe I'll make it. I will create it better. I mean it. I take it. Yeah. I got a plate of it that I picked up. I see it. I give it to you. And you know what's up. Because you've been there before. And you know it's cool. So you do what you always would, what you always could. You shake it, what I made it, and then you take it, and you shake it some more, and then you throw it all over the floor. Why'd you do it? Ah, that's cool too. Cause you know what, you know, I went to school, I realized how to get, you know, food out of the carpet, and so I sit, and I pick it out, cause, you know, I can, I'm trying to have a plan. What I'll do is that I'll take it and I'll eat it, the floor, and then I'll get some more where I'm going. I'm sitting, I'm knowing that I could, maybe, I'm feeling it, I'm knowing it, what can be if you will. I'm just saying that in a little while I will say, I will make it, I will take it, I have a good time. Find things that I find mine for whatever time is. I feel like I just might have to have kids to back me up on the radio station. I feel like I need a vacation or sometime. It's okay. I'm feeling it. I'm fine. I wish I had a radio station inside of my head everywhere I go. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get in this spot or another. Sometimes you feel it. No, there's no crumbs in your butter, so you just wanna shake it and make it some more. You wanna do it, take it down the floor. Do it and love, realize we're everywhere around you. What of you could make? You know, if you're driving around, then try to, you know, take, you know, your time. Realizing, looking around, making sure everything's fine. You know, there's not a giant monkey behind your head. But maybe if you know, you listen to what I said and made an image, then maybe I can't sit. But in a glimmer of space, glimmer of time inside of, you know, your cockpit, which you saw a kid and then a bird coming around there and it dropped, you know, a turd on your car. Sorry. But then you seen the reasoning for what you're being. When you know, you see that it's a perfect representation of, you know, the galactic activation, you know, just coming for you. You didn't know it. What you gonna do? There's people talking at the door. I don't know what for. The fire department is a hazard, I thought is what I heard, but... Man, a kid, it sounds like soup, kitten. Don't let him in, man. Shit, man, no, check who it is first. It's soup. I know it. It's the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst offender. And, it's my friend Forrest. It's a long time. They bring it in food. Yeah, you know, because he could, you know, do things like that. Soup's Kitchen, you know, it's an afterthought. The fact that it's coming. It's always something. Something, nothing. All getting together. I got an orange somewhere. What, where? If anyone want to eat it, I'm sitting here like a street kid, even though I have a place to live, but I live how I live, and I like to give what I can't give. You know, what we're trying to do is be like Big and jump inside of a time machine or two and get back to where we're going. The orifice.
Go back to your orifice.
That's the beginning. The ocean. My lifelong quest to get back.
Or if you're a pirate, you're always in it for the booty.
Many different ways and routes. Many different places to go, no doubt. That I could go that one. I was trying to get back where I was. But I woke up on the top of a mountain. Man, dude, on this kind of stuff I wasn't counting. And Lyrical Eye was there, and he told me that you got taken by an Amazonian or two. Oh, yeah, yeah, they took you away. I didn't even know what to say. But yeah, he also said that, you know, Soup, you could all be inside of my head, because Murgatroyd I saw, and he's only in the virtual reality machine, and so this is probably all just some kind of dream. So I probably shouldn't really care about you, probably, anyways. You got, you know, Amazonians, you got things to do. I got a place to go. I got to get back. The Rickle said, did he know the place? It's inside of, you know, the Temple of Ascension. You know, that's what I was saying, you know. It's out of another perception, you know, a perception of mind where you can make. Yeah, so I had to get there back. You relate, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Eating like a horse, no delay. Come on, people. Got places to go. Gotta get there. You just gotta know that it helps. It helps if you care. It helps if you care. That guides your direction. It helps if you care. You got things to mention, you call up and you can go 427-3772.
Remember, always eat meat or not.
Yeah, eat, you know, what you kind of find. I will eat stuff I found on the street, eye line, you know, sitting there. Man, I know I care about my health, but, you know, I think it can help you, you know, take in, like, you know, a chemical or two or something. Fine. I found oysters out there. My mind was totally blown when I found them. I eat them. They were astounding. I found out that they were Sister Quatorias. You know, I got a buzz off eating those. Those were
good.
Hello,
Sister Clitoria. Yeah, hey,
Sister,
you reminded me.
Clitora.
Clitora. Yeah, I ran into her on New Year's.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. Yeah, at the parade. She was there.
Yeah, ran into a lot of people.
She mentioned you. She said hi.
Yeah.
She loved being on the show. She wants to maybe stop by again sometime.
Yep, yep. You're very welcome on Capri Some Poems, you know. If anyone wants to bring poems or come on the radio show, you can email galacticactivation@yahoo.com or, you know, Google Galactic Activation or, you know, radio. Yeah, you can go and check. You know, I put all the shows, radio4all.net. Yeah, look for the activation, you know. Isn't it what it is? It's a sensation of listening to music and realizing that we can do whatever we want when we try, man. And we just realize and relate, and we let it go, and we let it activate, and just make how it wants to be. We can do it, be free, you know, and you can do it too, bro. Augustine, you know what I mean, you know. You got a show, what is it, on Tuesday nights? No, it's on 3 to 5:30 or something like that. I think I heard, see? 3 to 5. Yeah, making it. I think I'm alive and I want to hear what everyone wants to say. 3 to 5 on Tuesdays, that's the day. You gonna listen what he do. Got his own show. It's all Spanish. You. 3 to 5. I said it already. Yeah, but we're free. You know.
Aprende español ahora. Listen to his show. Maybe you'll learn some Spanish, Julio.
Yeah. Donde esta el baño? I don't even know. Hey guys, I don't even know.
What time is that again?
That's 3 to 5 Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. You heard what I say? Okay, we got it. Okay. Stop it. No, I'm just kidding. Well, we should be eating some of that. No, we got a reason. We got that, this, that, more.
Next track. Switch it up.
I don't want to switch it up, dude.
Pull it now.
We're not pulling it.
Do it, Lenny.
Rewind. Why don't you get on and say something then, man? I know you can.
I'm taking shit over.
Get Augustine and everyone wants to stop what it is that I mean. No.
Hey, like a bunch of pirates, we're over here fighting over the ship now.
What I could, man, what I could say, what I could feel. I don't even know it's galactic, I know it's real, and I don't care. Doing it, I'm not gonna stare at nothing. Just gonna be, realize and activate freely. And say what I say, I'm doing it cause I can, man. Today is the day I'll pay for tomorrow. And so I know that I can say what I want, right? Yeah. And if I wanna have 10 million miles of freestyles, then I will, aisles and aisles. You could be choosing, it's all illusion. And you can find it and realize, you know, see what I can when I'm realizing I got all kinds of people messing, looking at my plan, and I'm finding, I'm realizing, I'm rewinding in my mind when I'm trying to go here, okay, up here at the beautiful island. I'm feeling like I'm, I should be smiling, but I have a crab. And he has a big, hold of me. I don't want to say where, but I'm going to have to save off all my hair there, probably, or something. I'm feeling like I forgot something in the oven. Oh, no. Got to go back. man, it's all burning. I feel like maybe time's turning, maybe. The tree's on fire, maybe it's all an illusion. Higher you look from it, you can, you know, get where you were before. I don't really care what you got to say. Something more. All you know, cooking up stuff. All what you got? Record what? Electronic soup? I don't know. I don't like that. No. I'm feeling that there's a better reason. And mountain I could be climbing, I'm feeling like I should. So I'm 10 steps further than I was before and earlier. So where I'm gonna go forever is wherever, whatever, town, taking, feeling it. I'm forsaking the natural people of what they want. I'm taking it cause I'm finding I'm a fathom of every never after meal smoke because okay, this is freakradio.org. You know, if you want to like make your own show, you can go to freakradio.org. you can, I'm just trying to sit and just be in my spaceship and try to get from planet A to back where it was yesterday when I was on my home planet. I gotta get back there. So I get inside. I'm trying to, I realize and I see my eyes lyrical left the notes. He left it, and it was lots of quotes about where and how I could get there. Soup, I don't care what you got, how you doing, what it is, what you got, some type of solution.
A solution, a problem that I can't figure out what it is. I'm like a goblin, little kids, beware. I come to scare, you're like Halloween, but still, I'm staring at the screen, and it's like an anvil. Banging out steel. I'm trying to understand how I can hold still and still move at the same time. I'm trying to understand how music transcends all time and space and things like that. And I understand that it really does. This music is an interplay of all sounds. What is it? What it is. And that's how I speak my little thing. Sop, pop, what like sort of fizz speaking. Not even needing to think of making sense. But what I do is too dense. I'm trying to get through, make it more soft like jelly. Permeable membranes. But being insane somehow. No, but I'm saying because I know the right and the wrong, which way to go. But it's my own central compass. I just love this among us. Whatever we're gonna do, just climb trees and grow like fungus on the moss side. What I'm saying, I cost, applied, try and bide my time away, derive the solutions from the gray skies. Trying to understand why heavy rains keep pouring down my back. But I can always climb that mountain, and I'm gonna be there on the other side and getting that little fountain, found in a fountain, bathing nude. Yo, raw foodist, Buddhist, nudist. If you knew this, you would do this too. It's true, it's cool. Don't you know what I'm saying? Highly elevated plantains, plateaus. I like fried plantains on the Spanish show. I rock what I can every time, damn it. You know it's the dopest of hocus pocus magic trick. Matter of fact, do a backflip. Acrobatic. I'm not that MC, but still, I can bend pretty flexibly like yoga. I want you to just chill out for a minute, relax. Breathe in deep and just let it go out. And exhale. Yes. This music is this great thing we've been doing for so long. We forgot we've been doing it, but we just keep on doing it anyway because we can't think of anything else better to do. And actually, you and me, we don't really exist. It's only music that do. Only music exists. That's right. Between me and you, we're just little symphonies and harmonies and playing. Little vibrations and sounds and all these things. Music is the central source of frequencies and things like that. Music is the interplay. The metaphor of the mind can display something I'm trying to open up. And yes, of course, you can't explain it. If you try hard enough, you just gotta be running against the wind, you know? But don't be what I'm saying. I'm be free. I'm free radio. Can we speak? I hijacked the mic from the man London. Keep it going like a tundra. It's cold. There's the permafrost layer. But I'm gonna make it, I'm like a snail. I'm gonna survive in this weather, this habitat. Although it doesn't seem very probable. But like cockroaches, I'm where they're at. I'm where everything's at. I'm always there. You can't kill me. Even with nuclear radiation, I'm going to be there. I will bite you in your sleep. And I'll drain your blood, cause I'm like that. It's too deep, deep, deep. Like the bottom of the ravine, of the cavern, of the deepest ocean of the earth that we still ain't gone down and found out what was down there. But something real, real, real weird. I swear, it's like a lock of this. Stop this, stop this. Augustine won't get upon this. He's dancing, romancing, romancing. It's tragic because it's like romance of the three kingdoms. I'm saying, it's something cool. I think what I'm saying something's cool. I'm trying to just be cool in the way I'm saying things. What's cool? But what's cool is not caring if I can be cool or not. But I'm gotta be cool anyway. What's cool is not hot. No, cool is chill. It's more like it could be somewhere in between lukewarm, but it's comfortable. That's what I'm saying. It's comfortable and it makes you feel like, yeah, it's all good. You know. The beat keeps kicking in and out, man. I don't know what to do about that.
Pull it.
I've taken this mic over. You don't get it back. I'm raising it. You can't reach it. It's out of your reach, dude. Don't. Yeah, I don't know. But we're just, I want to tell people about the music, dude. How music is everything, dude. It's not really me or you that exists. It's just music that exists.
The world exists. My life has meaning. God damn it!
I wanted to make this point really clear, dude. No, because like you were just a word to like talk about you as separate from things and stuff. But like, it's just a bunch of stuff that's happening. Really, it's not just you. I'm saying like, if we were like, all right, if we were all sound, just take this for instance. We all came from like one thing, right? Like, obviously we all came from one thing, right? Because things just keep separating and get bigger and, like, geometries of separations and symmetries and, like, musical symphonies. And he's saying, like, it all broke apart from one thing. So if, like, took any one of us and put us in this original one thing, there'd be no distinction between us and this one thing. You know what I'm saying? And so this one thing, this thing, I call it. It is, it so full of everything, there's no distinction within it between anything else. And so music is like, it's like once it begins to separate these smaller little things, and of course we're all made of the same exact thing as it was made, and so in that sense we're all like connected to this biggest source of everything, you know, same material straight up. And like when you combine with something, you like harmonize your sounds, you make it bigger, you get inside this one thing, and basically I'm trying to like point you at it. So music is like this whole way that like all these different things separate, like how it separates into separate different little things, and it's like me and you, and it's like a musical religion, dude. But the music is still being used as a metaphor in this context, because music is this, you know, like normally people just refer to it as sound, but you gotta imagine like our senses, our sensitivities, you know what I mean? They pick up on different vibrations and wavelengths and frequencies, and they're constantly like absorbing them, whether it's touch, feel, smell, sound, whatever. I mean, everything's made of particles and waves, it's energy, so it's all like music, right? It's all like little different vibrations, you know what I'm saying? Like even light can be seen as like a musical light show when you apply the appropriate metaphor. That's what I'm saying. It's like there's it's all lights and frequencies, and we understand this, but like you know, physics and things proves these things to be true. But I mean, but like, so imagine like our sensitivities, divide them into five central directions and places that they're coming from, but there's all these places and directions that are possible that it is necessarily coming from, like every single every direction that could possibly exist in. And we have a limited spectrum of our range of our sensitivity. And so like what I'm saying is like it is like this connection between all these frequencies and symphonies and feeling these things. And all these sensitivities, frequencies, wavelengths, and that's the greatest source, the original source of sound, the original light, original type of origin, you know what I mean? Like, and there it existed. And of course it always existed, because that even divided in time and space, so it existed in this place outside of time and space, it's like forever. So time didn't even exist for it to be known that it was original even. So therefore, all words are somewhat really inadequate for even describing it, you know, because it necessarily draws a distinction. Well, a word draws a distinction between anything. That's why I choose the word it, because it is a word that's like we use for everything and anything. But like it, as any one of its single references that we can refer to, is thus inadequately portraying what I'm trying to say right here. But like... Exactly. When you refer to it itself, and thus entailing as a reference all of the references that it could possibly refer to, there we come to something I'm talking about. It, dude. Because it is in our mind to have a metaphor to be able to understand everything. It's really hard to communicate without being able to draw a distinction between anything else. But I think I'm getting to the conclusion of what I'm saying, kind of, in a roundabout way. Give me a couple more minutes. Music is really what exists. It's not me or you. It's like, it's London, and we can talk about him, but London, I mean, that's a sound right there. You know what I mean? And then he's actually a sound right here. Ooh. It's a way of thinking about things, where you get so convoluted with metaphors and whatnot, that it's like, you might as well just be telepathic, dude. There's no reason to communicate beyond a certain degree, because there's so many ways to interpret anything you want to say.
You don't want to be rude. You don't want, like, you got the everyone bleeding together. Do you know the words that I severed from the chiseled, you know, rock?
Yeah.
Of the you know, universal space people you talk.
I love them.
I you know, those impressions, those seemed, you know, dimensions of what you were doing.
So it's like gravity, dude.
Yeah, it's a communion. It's you, you know, understanding and taking that from and me at the same point. You know, it's like, you know, it's everyone severed from the same. It's the sun. It's the power. It's feeling it. It's the galactic 4-hour, you know, smorgasbord. You know,
it's a way of reaching a euphoric static state just through simple manipulation of your mind's analogy function, your metaphor, and your brain. No need to use anything else. You can just keep manipulating and contorting this thing that's in your brain that's already being used to make words to explain. And then you just keep expanding it, contracting it, contracting it, and then, well...
It's a story. It's a story, but it's not boring to me. I'm fine with it. I will continue on. I will sit here. I will sing my song. I will do it for a very, very long time, forever. I will sit here forever rhyme, and that's fine. That's cool. I will sit here forever in that tune, and that's more. I will do it, I will do it, this, that, more, yes, forever, since some time. I know, I see what you're saying, and I'm saying the same thing as you. I'm saying that, you know, anything, it could possibly be true. It's some
definitely, everything,
cool.
Everything is true, it has to be.
It's right there, it's everywhere. You can't escape it, you know, it's right, fine.
It's way out there.
Everywhere you find, I'm finding the same. I'm doing it. And you know, all realization states in my brain. The holographic nature. I'm sitting here for a, you know, if you got a vacation, you know, you should go get a book. You know, Galactic Activation Book Club says holographic nature of your mind. You might find that you've been already written. Maybe you need to get back there. There's a mitten or two that you can wear. I got it over there.
Musical man.
You know, you can't stop it with my bonnet. It's right sitting there and there. You know what? In a minute or two, I might disappear. But, you know, don't buy Doubt Milk. You know, I'm going to go watch that show. Is that about Doubt Milk? Don't buy it. I got, you know, old ones. I can't try it. Yes.
Kill your television.
Yes, you know, I'm feeling. Yeah, this is a good thing. I could have cable. I am able, but it's not set up, and I really don't care. Not in the living room, not anywhere.
Dude, I think eventually
I won't watch it.
There's going to be so many vibrations and frequencies and different things being like bleeding into one another that we're going to like really
value our separation from it.
And we're going to be like, it'll be like, whoa, dude, that was a trip. Now I'm like, I'm fully assembled as this humanoid once again. And I appreciate not being completely connected to everything else for a second. But the glimpse was nice, you know, to like look at. Like, I like to be you and you can be me and things like that. You know what I mean? Oh, check it. How could you mean it not to be meant to be, dude? How could you mean it not to be meant to be? Doesn't that make sense to you? Because, I mean, how could anything be meant if it wasn't meant to be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, essentially, everything had to be, dude, the way it is and was. And I mean it more than, like, just like, oh, well, fuck, that's how
it
is.
Do this way.
But I mean, like,
that's the easiest
like,
thing
that
to
shit
say.
Was meant to be, dude, from, like, a long
ways back. I'm a prophet without
back.
A cause. I see it. There's no flaws. It's all exactly what it is.
Infinity,
I came here
infinity.
To say that there is nothing to say. Okay? That's the point of it all. There's, you know, anything, though, at the same time. So you can rhyme on the radio for many times. Because there's everything. There's nothing. And it's the same. It's sitting. And they're loving each other. It's together. It's singing it. It's forever and never.
Speak out, Santa.
Call it out. 427-3772.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the people shooting the kids in the trees and then taking them away? What do you think about fleas and bed bugs? I don't think it's all love about all kinds of other.
What did it do to you?
Crumbs in your butter. No, I'm talking about the people who called up when the guy, you know, he said, what up? And it was actually you pretending to be my man, Trevor.
Dude,
I know, my friend, man.
Don't be deceiving the people on the air.
That was you who called. I see, I saw you were pretending. It was okay. It was funny.
We're having fun, dude. We're having fun.
Maybe. Did he just call it out? I was hoping that you would doubt it for a little while longer, but okay.
You gonna dance, dude?
Hey, if I maybe had the better microphone. Yeah. Where's
London's
you?
Getting
oh,
down.
No. Yeah, standing on my head. I'm spinning. I'm feeling like I could be winning right now. And so I am in the studio. You feel so blessed every time. Feeling it. And then you know inside your mind is inside the little center that you can get and you can enter. And you can find and be fine really where you're doing. You can do it. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. It's true for you. Keep it moving. It's what you gonna do no matter what I say. Doesn't matter if you listen or don't. Cause you're gonna still listen to make my point. Realize I see it and then I feel That's coming real, real. That's coming real, real. And I was hoping that someone would be sitting there wanting and taking, but they're not. I'm feeling the time's forgotten, so I gotta go back and realize, make it remember. I'm feeling like whatever's whatever's, my friend. You gonna help me go there
okay.
too?
Yeah, yeah. What to do?
What to do?
I don't know what to do, but I'm gonna try it. I'm just making it fly like a little bird jumping out the nest for the first time, or a little goat that's laying eggs and shit. And those crazy ass little contraptions that we got. And my mouth is just snapping like a snapping turtle. I'm trying to say, little baby, little, how you doing? Just wanted to be nice and not fight, but no, it's hard when you put things through my reach. It's reflexive action, it's effective, affirmative action, whatever the hell. Distraction taking me away from the whole point is that, yo, we all need some income, but yo, why do we even need income when we got money and things? I'm saying, well, we can just be human beings and share and share and separate, and it's so simple. I wish there was 1,000 words for this type of thing, but the obvious answer is that we haven't really spent that much time as a culture developing these types of concepts, and that's why we neglect them. And so I gotta repeat them and tell people what I need to feed them. What they need to be fed by me, I'm saying whatever, they don't need nothing, I don't care. But I'm still gonna say something out of thin air, make it conjure up like magical contraptions of rat traps that snapping like a cheese. I need to eat, I need to feed everyone within me. I'm saying without me, I'm what I'm doing, don't doubt me. But you can if you want, but the words are saying as fast as I can think and thought, flaunt. If you got it, flaunt it, they say. But don't let your flauntings take you away from the point of the moral inside of you. You know what I'm saying? It might spoil your goods, and then when you turn rotten, well, you'll be forgotten and left behind in the woods to be decomposed like some compost. And then they'll make some roots and trees and something good grow from you no matter what. Basically, because it's energy and everything better be. We're just a big pile of shit and crabs climbing on top, and we're gonna get to the top, and then the best thing will rise. Hopefully, if not, eventually we will meet our demise and surmise to a different type of thing. We will take new shape and be a different being, and beings are beings, whatever way you look at it. That's how I do it. It's like a magnet I'm attracting in my brain, my mind state, trying to get back with this ultimate frequency from which I was created. I do it and I say it again, because for the little kids, they need to raise up and see what they did, what, who did what they did wrong, and whatever we can fix and move along, and we can get better and better and better, sing a long song till it's all gone, and then it ain't nothing wrong. We can all say it was right, just to learn how to do it right, how to do it better. Words together are making a misconglomerate of some perceptions, but I got concepts enough for dimensions to be stretched across. Everything is going like left and right, and a cross hook and an uppercut. Do what I gotta do to get out, understand, make it path and fathom. Can't fathom the path that I contraband, walk across this plateau, the freedom will be mine one day. But I gotta know what it is I'm not free from first, and I'm gonna take that shit and overturn the whole earth, cause it's got gravity and it's holding me back, and I'm gonna be free from that one day, I swear to God, exact, mark my words. And maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think it doesn't matter what you think, and that's what I think, it doesn't matter what you think, I'm gonna do this shit anyway. That's the power of what I say, and the willpower that's devouring everything is in my way, cause I won't ever give up, I won't never give up, and I'll never give up. But I might give in to my own whims, to the whims of the winds, the sensations within, the earth elements, like my bones and my stones, my rocks, keeping my mic, microphone, my mind and my talk, like fire and water, fire in my heart and it burns hotter, I'm burning and making steam combustion engines, cataclysmic conventions. I'm saying we'll get together and discuss how we can create Armageddon or divert from it or whatever. Well, inevitably we seem to be coming across some type of apocalyptic tragedy, but we can talk about it if we want to get away. But I think it's better maybe just to say, hey, we'll learn when we learn, and when we burn ourselves, and we'll maybe learn not to touch it. You know what I'm saying? We'll learn not to touch it, but the meek shall inherit in the weak. You know what I'm saying? Those that were on the peak of the power shall one day be the most powerful. And those, I mean, what I mean to say is those that are the meekest will one day be the most powerful. And those that be the most powerful one day will be forgotten in the kingdom of heaven. But the thing is locked in. We'll have a new name, a new fame, a new great way to reclaim every day. We're gonna separate and change the shape like shapeshifters. I'm lifting and uplifters, getting like a sifter of sand and fans, sands, fans through the hourglass, fans through the hands that turn the time, the world, the wheel, cause there's little things I swear that throw us into this certain clockwork connection, and we're all synchronized in this perfection of orbital order, and we could snap out of it and be gone in a different salviac dimension and things I can't fucking saliva up to say, but I say, I spit it anyway, I get rid of it and just disintegrate into the earth and disappear. Is it here or there? I'm gonna shatter your mirror and I got no fear, cause why? Fear ain't nothing but preparing me for defeat, and that's why I understand everything. I'm never at my feet begging for nothing, no mercy, but I do give Lord praise. All things don't hurt me, all I'm saying, I gotta get all things, get them right. Contradicting myself 3,000 times tonight, or just splurging it out on the microphone, making it blurted, loud and prone, like a clone drone. It's gonna be mechanistic, mechanical, orbital, organical. That's what I say. I cannot stop the way the hate keeps procreating, pre-creating, keeps influencing me to uplift the hatred, turn it on its head. Yeah, it's like I said, like a frown upside down, that's the way I'm saying. I can see it as a smile, it takes more energy to create. I said it before and I'm saying it again, I said it straight, because we gotta understand, separate from everything else that wanna hate, that wanna take us away from where we are and what we are doing and what we're trying to do. And we got these like people that live their whole lives and feel like their jobs are meaningless, dude. And where's all your energy going? Where's your energy going? And now you're almost dead and decaying and dying and all. What did you really spend your whole life doing, man? Goddamn, I hope fucking get inspired by this, because shit, I admire those that stand up for that, and without nothing, with nothing but just an idea and what they got on their back, taking changes and standing up to make things happen in a new way that everybody will remember. And even if they don't remember, be the most humble, because don't do it for the glory, you do it for the whole shit to crumble, the cookie crumbles that way. That's what I'm saying, cause like it's all those little intricate little things that you add into each individual person as you're on the street talking and rehearsing. Yeah, that influence them, and maybe that will be the uplifting of this earth's cursing. And I'm saying great, great, great greatness. I'm saying sacredness, never desecrate it, just praise it. And if you do, then you did, and it'll be more sacred than there because of its survival through your little lifting hands. I did it this.
Yeah, I want to talk about the importance of imaginary possessions, non-physical possessions, is what you can get. You can get a lot of it, and you can make a lot with it too.
Good idea.
Is what you should, you know, realize that you can make. You can't see it with your eyes, but you know, if it's like you write a song, a 10 or 100. You know, everywhere you've been about, and then you can have it, and then you know, no one can take it, no one can grab it and take it away. And so it's yours for every day to the end.
Give me
and
back my imagination.
Everywhere you can't, but you can still give and you can still do it. And you know, this is how it is. We're all living right now. Okay, you see it. And then it's like, how? But it's like real easy. It's like just write and do what you're feeling. I'm just feeling that you gotta know that there's a reason that if you can like walk up to someone and you can kick them a story, and then they can hear it, and then they can applaud for the beautiful time that they heard, and they can do it, and they can feel it. Even though it's a little absurd, it's really a beautiful creative too. It's everything. It's like a beautiful flower that grew and you're showing, and it feels and it creates an emotion, and then someone can take that and give back. You maybe make like a cup of hot chocolate or two, a song for me.
It's intrinsic.
Just doing it because I'm doing it for free.
Infinite.
Doing it for free for everyone. Just doing it, just kicking it. Loving it, kicking.
It's beautiful.
It's a song. It's forever. It's you and it's me. And it's a measure of the collective of everybody. Just together, just feeling it, just loving it. It's fine. But it's 101.1 Freak Radio when
time.
I'm kind of hoping that, yeah, it's time for you to listen, go, you know, listen, go on the org, you know, destination, you know, you can see, you know, look for galactic activation, you know, we're sailing on our ship, you know,
I'm just trying
to get here. You know what, we got a trip, we're trying to arrange, we're sitting here, we're realizing, we know the route might be strange, but you know, with the robotic pirate, I can't see, I can't get past, I gotta throw a rock at it. Oh no, I hit it in the head, now I think it's dead, smoking. Oh no, and then the door's knocking, and I'm hoping that the robot is back. Oh, that would be, oh, I'd have to attack. No, is my man Particle, you know, everywhere, you cannot escape. It's real. It's not really there. It's what's the deal? It's you know, 99% space isn't even there. You know, what's in front of your face is very little, very you know, make it. You can go. You can do all that stuff I was saying. You can also support anywhere that you could ever feel like, you know, you're gonna be there or you're not even. It doesn't have to be a reason for what it is you're saying. You can just do it. You can feel it. Yes, Galactic Activation, but yes, the Tuesday Show too. Yes, everywhere. You can get there. We can all get through to the point where we're all fine. In my mind. What am I finding in my mind here, man?
The power. It's there.
Ah.
Hear it?
Yeah.
There it is.
It's right there.
It's buzzing. Jesus Christ. Stepped on a cord.
We found it. Okay.
Bring
inside
it.
Inside of my head.
Sub.
It said a song. It said something.
Something?
I could hear it.
Hear
I'm
it.
Not wrong. It was a sound. It was you.
It was me.
It was sitting there. Yes,
it
yes.
Was me. It was
true.
You see?
I'm pretty sure you're right here.
It
looking.
Was we.
I'm hearing.
You and me.
Not disappearing when I'm closing my eyes and opening them again.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah, Particle Man, my
it's
friend.
Particle Man, don't you understand? It's a particle inside the man. It's a situation that I'm facing. And it's again, I'm on the mic and I'm here with my friends, London Laidlaw, Soup 127, and Dana. He's rocking in heaven and hell at the same time. He can come in any time and rhyme, but I'm gonna keep going cause I know I can. I am the man, don't you understand? I just try to bring it to reality, and I know that's the principality cause that's my favorite word in this world. Principality, haven't you know it's all the same? It's in my brain, and London's gonna take it here again.
Taking my back and then I fall cause I'm London Laidlaw, and that's how you lay it down off and you control it. Sound is what you're playing. You find it, you know, sensation of realizing the word that you can hear. It's not absurd if you can hear it. But sometimes I can make it disappear. It's like words are burning through.
You don't have to hear it when you hear it.
What it is saying true. It could come. Done or more.
Bah.
It could come. What for? Turning it down. I'm just saying that the nothing that we're facing, that the absolute blank slate, you can change it. It's not too late. You can make it clearer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that you can see here and there and all the little crap.
Yeah.
You can bring it. Close your eyes and then you can see all that you're feeling. It's London Laidlaw. It's a reason. It's what you're hearing. It's making it. It's me and where and when. It's all doing it. Hey, my friend. Hey.
Yeah. But seriously, I won't be serious for a minute. I'm trying to be so serious that I can't move. I'm just stuck in one place, frozen in time, because I'm so damn serious. I swear to God. And if you understand what I'm saying, like serious, like closed off, like nothing connecting. Like I won't be so serious, I'm isolated. So serious, the music stops. So serious, the world stops. So serious, my heart stops. Be so serious, man. I'll be so serious. I swear. Seriously. There's never going to be another thing that's more serious than me. I mean, I'm trying not to smile. I mean, because I want to be serious. I'm trying to keep myself from having a good time because that wouldn't be very serious of me. I mean, maybe I'll be serious about being serious or not being serious and I'm trying to think of something else that serious could be, but seriously, trying to figure out how I could shake this, you know what I mean? Or I mean, maybe everything else will change for me if I just be really serious.
Serious is a cold day out in the rain.
It's a damn seriously cold day out in the rain. It's the opposite of serious. It's silly. Uh-huh. Silly. I could be seriously silly, seriously.
Really?
Seriously, silly, deliriously? Yeah, like when I'm delirious, I feel like I'm somewhere between silly and serious. trying to be furious. You're very serious when you're furious because you're very angry. That's what I'm saying. So you could, like, just... Serious definitely has to do with something not moving. You know what I mean? Like, you guys dig that? Like, silly is all over the place. It's, like, flexible. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then serious is, like, stone cold. Like, I won't move for nothing. Dude. And I'm going to be silly. Well, maybe not. It's hard. I really fluctuate between the silly and serious mind states. But, I mean, like, I'm trying not to, like... Obviously, neither is permanent. And I just don't want him to hurt me, really. I love living life. Love is... I do take love seriously, though. That is one thing I will take very seriously. Seriously. That's something I'll take seriously. But be very serious. Just love... Love supersedes everything anyway. So if I'm very serious about love, that's one thing you can be serious. Yeah, don't go. Seriously, just like don't go get what?
There's no love without love.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'ma say it, set it straight. And seriously, I gotta shake like an earthquake. I gotta vibrate. I gotta loosen up my ligaments. All my tendons, my skeleton wants a bending. I'm breaking in gelatin, always ever ending. My sentences till I'm smelling. My fragrances, like, that's the words. The dots, dot, dots. I add a courage to courage. I encourage the curve to curve. Somewhere so we ain't driving so straight. This narrow path, we need to uplift our fate. Seals of wrath, it's something very serious, but we can't get away. Unless we're delirious, and that's when I make my mind state very elevated through control of my breath. Like meditation, understanding, emancipation from what's left. Death is just a thing at the end of the tunnel that's opening a light to a brand new doorway. I hold it open for you today, my friend. If you would like it, we can take that very seriously. Secret of love in a warrior's manual. That's diversity. That's ironical. That's how I break it down. Like, magical. Seriously.
That's galactic activational.
That's
galactic activational, man. That can move you, dude.
That can move you.
Yeah.
Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is a light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life. Sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it will you, while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. So since things that don't move are very serious, if we were like in prison, how serious would you be? I got a lot of envy for someone that's not serious. And we've already also understood that seriousness and like anger and like furiousness are very synonymous. You know what I mean? They're like they possess a lot of the same qualities. Like, you got to be serious to be furious. So I would be inclined to think that if you're in a very serious place, you'd be more angry. And so when we lock someone in a place where they can't go nowhere, and then we like, so we're like forcing them to be serious because they can't move and get in a box, then they're obviously going to get angry and furious. It seems very counterproductive to me. Maybe you'd want to like...
So you could be fully serious, you can also be seriously delirious.
Yeah, and you know they have this book called Positive Discipline, too, that talks about that. Like it's almost like awarding kids with bad behavior because they're acting out because they're trying to find a place for all this extra energy or whatever and attention and stuff like that. And what if we took the positive discipline approach to the judicial system? No, the prison system. Right. Take the positive discipline approach to a much more serious level.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's apply it. They recommend it, like counselors, and
Atlantis,
recommend it for teachers and for parents raising their kids. Let's take it to the, what do they call that thing? The penile. You know? Yeah. Dude, so that's what I'm saying, dude. Everyone that's up in there right now, I wish you had more freedom so that you wouldn't get locked up.
The penile system is run by people with erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Over.
There's other things that lock you down and make you serious too.
Serious, like
jobs.
Jobs.
Jobs are cool though, but I mean, like maybe we could have like free jobs, you know, where you didn't have to like sign up and then you could just come in and do some work and then.
That's
go.
Just doing something is important.
Yeah, doing stuff and doing work. Dude, there's a lot of movement in working, you know what I mean? So that's not a very serious thing.
For sure.
It would suck to have a very serious job where you like had to stand, sit still all day long.
Too much serious.
Dude.
Been there, done that. You need some time for some serious fun.
Yeah. That would make me a very angry person.
Yeah. You gotta seriously believe in what you do. Knowing the fruits of your labor are being given to the community is also a plus. A lot of times nowadays people work and they make things that get shipped overseas across the country. They never get to see anybody using what they make.
Wow, yeah.
I like to make chairs and give them to my neighbors.
Yeah, what if people like were like hating on them when they got there because they didn't like how they're made and like they're never going to realize that.
They never realize that all the negative karma they're spreading.
Open-ended question in their mind.
And wondering why they got such bad luck. It's because you're making crappy products and sending them to China.
Yeah, you don't make crap, dude.
Make good stuff.
I mean, I make crap, but only when I crap.
Some serious crap.
Yeah, dude. Right. But, you know, I'd hope my crap goes somewhere, too, and gets to move around, too.
Right, right.
Because, I mean,
fertilizer somewhere.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just
break it up into little pieces. And,
yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if my crap had to sit still in, like, one place, that would be such a waste of waste.
It would be a waste of waste.
And is it really waste, though? Come on, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It's never
we need poop. It's just we don't need poop. We just, something else needs poop, but it needs to be there, you know? Like,
waste is objective.
Objective, yes. Objective. Well, there we go. Then.
If you decide it's waste, if you make it...
Objectively, it's waste.
Plastic is waste.
I say poop compost.
Poop compost.
Do people do that? I know they do. It's kind of out there, but...
Well, you know, it's like... It's the same thing.
Well, if people just bring blankets, they just bring your extra blankets just downtown... Give them to someone.
Oh, check this out. When you're really serious, dude, it's like because, like, it's almost like something's stuck up your ass. It's like your poop doesn't even move. You know what I mean? You're constipated because you're so serious.
That's serious constipation.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The poop itself is very serious.
It can be a serious.
All your waste is seriously. Whatever it is.
The farts are funny.
Yeah, well,
is there such a thing as a serious fart?
By putting all this trade.
That's a good point. Dude, you're totally bringing this to fruition. Yeah, the fruits, you know what I mean?
Seriously loud
magical
fart.
Fruit.
That's a seriously smelly fart.
And look, dude,
look at our economy now.
Yeah, like the stench is solid.
The result is
the stench doesn't go away because that's a constant, unwavering thing. But the actual, like, the traveling of the scent. Through the flatulence.
The flatulence is not a serious thing. You just gotta laugh.
Dude, it's hilarious.
If you can't laugh, then you got some serious problems.
Yeah, man, especially at flatulence.
Flatulence, come on. That funny?
I mean, you'll even laugh when it's in the room. You're like, oh god, like you want to get out.
It's a good
like,
way to test the room. Just go, just fart. If everybody laughs, you're cool. If they don't, you're out of there, man.
I mean, it happens, dude. If you ever fart in a big crowded area and everyone looks at you,
you
and
have
like,
power.
Just be like,
and money,
whoops, it happens.
But you are mortal. You know you cannot escape death, but immortality can be obtained. In all traditions, they speak of holy mountains, the Meru mountain of India, Mount Kuenlun of the Taoist, the Karakoram of the Himalaya, the mountain of the philosophers, the Rosicrucian mountain, the Kabbalistic mountain of San Juan de la Cruz. There are many other holy mountains. The legend is always the same. 9 immortal men live on top of the mountain. From the highest peak, they direct our world. They hold the secret to the conquest of death. They are more than 40,000 years old. But they were once like ourselves. If others have succeeded conquering death, why must we accept it? I know where the mortals live and how to obtain their secret.
Run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from,
Nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx where I'm from. The kids be rocking Clarks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair, G where I'm from. The fire hoses blow, it's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hear the ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, it's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most asked by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2, mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you flew.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Yeah.
Doctors, engineer, and a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and lift to grass hop. Duck out from the fuzz that swept the hip-hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach bed. Fix of relics, we say, those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set, for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like busting caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip-hop is a fix, or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere, everywhere.
This is a song I just dug up by Freddy Krueger. This is Particle Man. Send this out to everybody.
Abdul-Jalil, a.k.a. Adam. That's right. A.k.a. Into the DL. What's up? You see, we can't keep running from love. This from experience, it ain't no joke. Love can take you high in the sky, or leave you dead broke. You can't force it, just let it take its due course. Cause natural, it flows from a big source. I had it trap me, lock me and hold me. Should've paid attention that day when moms told me. Son, be smart, respect your other half. Cause a woman is a blessing, one-on-one, that's the math. If I didn't know, play with love like it was Lego. Broken pieces, that be shattering my ghetto thesis. Explanation, didn't have to say shit. Dead wrong in the mix, I admit it. Had to learn the hard way just to be a man. Had to go through changes just to understand. But I still keep running cause it's far too deep. I can hear my conscience calling even though I'm not a slick singer. If it's love that you're running from, don't look back. Kugovich makes me down.
this thing called rap so much. I stuck with it for like 15 years and never lost touch. I kept rhyming, loving this rap life. Locked in the studio or out on the tour life. Loving the fame and everything that came with it. I had a plan, it was good, so I stuck with it. I'm still committed though, locally known as the one who did it. So if you got love, son, I'm with it, yo. It's all about building on fertile ground. Schooling your minds on how life goes down. Cause some love money so much they lose track and starve out the planet so they can live fat. So who's love? It's the real love. The rap is still love. Or that we can all share love. I need some meditation on that. Just walk away and never look back. If it's love, love. Now tell me if it's love that you're running from. Can't you see the world we're living in? Start putting in. Maybe I burned my bridges and can't cross over. Stuck in stuck town, trying to stay sober. Where people put love in some real strange places. Got me running around, engaged in chases. I need it all to stop. I need to go back to some normal behavior. Or else I might lose my spot. Cause this train won't come back twice. It's gone once it finds out that you ain't nice. That your heart was attached to things with no substance. For instance, y'all don't wanna learn, y'all just wanna burn. Like you, I got a choice, pray I make it right. Cause I just wanna love everything inside. Asiatic G's and ladies, for real, all my Latinos, for real, keep on, don't look, all my Eskimos, y'all, y'all, yeah. Love, 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 yeah, can't keep running from love, 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 no more, why you wanna run from a love, love, love,
sounds like the true believers,
cause you can't keep
so there's a show. There's a show tonight. Oh, didn't you know? It's James Rabbit, Dead Pony Society, ESP, and Arthur T. Yeah, so much fucking goodness. Yeah, yes, we could raps, but this is a punk show at Zombie, which is this house that's probably on 7. It's 807 Laurel Street, and you can go and meet and greet people and go to the show. It's a couple of dollars, though. I think it's like $5, but it's good. But they'll accept any type of money. Come sit around, get funky. They got guys with good music, too. Got James Rabbit. And I was going to play a track or two by him and Dead Pony Society and ESP and Arthur T. But the MySpace player is not working, so I'm hurting, I'm wishing. But it's dead, man, but it's okay, too. So here's what you're going to do. It's 6:30 p.m. to 10, and then, you know, you can go bring a friend or something, you know, because the network is global, and we sit here, and I'll talk to my vocal and tell you that you should go there. I'm just saying, because I care, you know, about parties and people and doing stuff. I was going to play the music, but I can't do it, but it's cool, man, because I can still rap and say that it's galactic activation sailing away. I hope you have a nice day. You know, download our maps about and how to get back to the buried treasure that you can't measure, that you can find everywhere and every time. And it's CD2, so CD1 out, cause you know
space pirate. I get irie. I can't sit where I sit for too long. Cause you know if I stop kicking my song, then everything would just crash and be done, and then I'm gone, and then that's no more. And then, so I gotta just keep moving, finding what's. Oh no, no more, no more. Oh, it's the end. I'm dead. Big shout out, dedication to Earth people, for supporting and you know, raising this community we have. Good job.
First patient, pull out the skull, remove the cancer. Breaking his back, chisel next for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power, equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodoo pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, forehead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like a ukulele. As I move in rockets, overriding levels. Nothing's aware, same data, same system. New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Now my helmet's on, you can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete, confused, compounds and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent, economic vomit, I save, restore food. In capsule D, my program is the ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code, unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Contact 2, send in FedEx. I program 1 and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal, upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. 5 colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
What's your theory, Doctor?
Strangulation.
You'll find more than four squares.
His left deltoid muscles will be missing.
The circular surface. An attractive atmosphere.
It wasn't torn. This.
Of course, plenty of free parking for all the cars that we capitalists seem to acquire.
Like building blocks placed beneath the foundation. I'll take the weight to upgrade the situation. Used initiation, now you're facing blood and sweat. Disintegrate the stripe to ride your life for what you get. I can stretch your neck to get ahead of the rat race. It takes a lot of me to solve your problems with technology. But you can win the lottery, putting all your dreams on hold because you believe that you can honor me. Who's conquering? The intent in every cent. As the big wheel turns, I'm unconcerned with how I'm spent. Eventful lives are comprised of strong ties. When long eyes subside beside me in disguise. Financial wealth is where you plant yourself. I demand the help you need. Just continue to feed me. Defeat will repeat to those who don't trust me. So stuff me, hold me, keep me close to your heart. And I'll be your best friend to the end from the start.
Embezzled, earned, spent, owned, deposited, withdrew, stash, burn, lent, stolen, inherited, and blue loans not going through. Bare minimum of a wage, a lack of paper pieces in this dark age. With no electronic numbers on computer in circulation in your possession to buy food or radiation style. Great taste of leftover nuclear waste it leaves behind in my mouth. The filthy paste chased out of town like Mondex and Guelph. Rockefellers own you like APAC makes wealth for the richest. These who have the energy seats, the rental, media, banks. The most influential potential to literally hold all money and property. Complete monopoly. If you don't think or dress properly, you burn like paper currency. Currently, the trend is plastic, always setting us up, making our choices look fantastic. Like it was our idea. Soon data in your skin. Never lose your card again. Memorize a pesky pin number code. Reload. Came with the world central bank. Smells rank. One real currency, the dollar never shrank. You see a bank may lend us some but charge a heavy fee. Fund both sides of the war and loan more to clean debris. Gain possession of the country. It's free trade. You try living in peace on an island that slaves made. Welcome to Canada. I trust your visa isn't checked. No entry if our tech even spots a single speck of anti-government. Low income, all information. Name, age, birthplace, race, and occupation. Hope you love to shop. Shop till you drop. We've secured many video monitored malls to buy pop from your favorite multinational. Greenback by Knights of Templar. Mesmerized, overthrown by the Rothschild Empire. Put a song into the market to chase what coin exists. Banks, loan non-existing. Enforce interest. Interesting how we've become so apathetic. Apathetic, living lives controlled day to day like diabetic. I don't get it, but yet it's also clear why we adhere to the almighty buck stuck in the corner with fear.
Listening to Galactic Activation Radio. That right there was Fermented Reptile. Fermented Reptile. Anyways.
This is to the intertwined souls. The hands I've been trying to hold. And this is to the love that I lost. And all the troubling thoughts of how I got double-crossed. And this is to the divorce I was forced to settle with. And the remorse I fought off with metal fists. And this is to the wet, watery kiss I left you with on your porch while I watch your trembling lips. This is to the memory of our early years, the first girl I shared feelings with. And it's the realest thing I'd experienced since my short existence. I ain't afraid to admit it, cause love is one of the things that doesn't come with an age limit. Now does it? In fact, the map to say we're more keen to feel such things. Hopeful dreams I'd lost in a smokescreen of meaningless fucking. Touching without touching. Candles in the dark, casting shadows on our parents' battles. This is for the romantics at heart. It wasn't too long before I held you more than my pen when I wasn't writing songs. That went something like forever and always. Whenever those songs play, I remember empty hallways where your image that descended from the top floor became an echo. I paid the price for those hauntings and couldn't afford to let go. From a past of debt and past regret, did you know I dreamt about you before we met? Remembering our first kiss and it hadn't even happened yet. Recollecting your set and I wasn't ever given the chance to forget. I guess that's the magic of it. Now I rehash subjects, displaying what I wrote on cafe napkins to the public. To get it over and done with, closure hath cometh. My shoulders have plummeted from holding these buckets. Hold your laughs till I go back to the tunnels of Paris where I wrote half of these paragraphs, but fuck it. This is to my 10-year story. In another decade, you better be better prepared for me. In the first 4 years, you were all ears. Then the next six, you left me for the next X and went deaf to my message. So that began my affair with the world abroad. Behind the curtain with the other hurt
for girls I explored, till I became the monster, turn into the words that I record. Pardon me if you heard it all before.
I didn't shake you to hurt you.
When you landed on the floor, in a room of naked virtue, I closed my eyes to cancel what I saw. Your hand made the first move to the handle of the drawer, where the frail girl couldn't think to live.
I didn't shake you to hurt you.
I never planned it before. Can't shake off your perfume, can't wash my hands no more, and I'm breaking my curfew, but I can't walk. I'm standing at the door, I hear the wailing of a little kid,
and a failure of innocence
is compromised, eyeing the side of the kitchen sink. What you think? I just let you cut you, cut me, cut the bullshit. Damn, I love the hugs enough to tolerate the way we made each other crazy, making it so tough to operate productively. My self-esteem didn't help when I felt ugly, and I figured that's the reason why you wouldn't touch me. My ego does bleed. I should've let you test it and let your arms free to follow through with your domestic slip-up. Love is a battlefield, so lick your shots quick, while I lick my wounds and then resume as an obvious target. Infatuations with the past protect my purple heart with a faded picture I hide in my shirt pocket. I'm going out with a bang and a blaze of glory holes,
the anti-hero.
I don't care how many ways the story's told. Be careful when these toolies play like drums, and watch what you foolishly say,
because my Uzi weighs a ton.
It's to the sleepless evenings that I spent next to gravestones, hoping someone from beyond would grab my arm and take me home. I have accepted I'd have to make it alone, after feeding everything I had into a payphone. And this is to the rain,
to the rain.
It felt like it was made of spit. My parade was an unbreakable chain of Gabe's trumpets. Save the buckets even though they weigh down my walking. You don't know the height of the stake you placed your fork in. You look old,
that's what you said.
I feel old,
that's what I said.
Been through a lot since you've been gone dead. Born again, torn to shreds over girls who were porcelain,
the cry baby dolls.
When we were allowed to talk again, I stopped accepting wake up calls
that bring truth.
I hate the way I fall for everything you do. I fade as flaws, that's why I make these breakup songs to sing to you. Music's my only psychiatric drug, and you're a pill in human form I'd like to hide under my tongue. Kiss the foot that couldn't fit into the slipper of my mouth, the denizen in your house begging for the benefit of your doubts. When I got kicked out, I played the faithful puppy dog, loyal to the level lost, and sitting by your fucking door in utter disbelief. I sucked all of the skin off of my teeth, you pulled away,
you let me choke on your invisible leash.
You could find me hiding these screams behind my eyelids. She blinded me,
she blinded
with
me
silence. So my airmail lips blew her a farewell kiss, slinking over the sink where all the hair gel drips. Stairwells dipped deep into her mouth where I found a cycle, and ever since then I've been on a downward spiral. This round is final, it's time to recover, cause it's a porch that some dogs choose to die under. The first song was a breakdown, I apologize in round two. This version I'm certain the shit ain't even about you. It's the three right.
I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form, I'm talking about content, I'm talking about interrelationships, I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!